Here in the U.S., the city of Santa Clarita, California, has begun a unique recycling program. Starting this week, families in Santa Clarita can recycle soiled disposable diapers. Diaper recycling has been tried in other countries, but the Santa Clarita program is the first in the United States. Supporters of the project hope it will make a dent in the 20 billion diapers that are currently choking landfills each year. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Santa Clarita is a prosperous city at the northern edge of Los Angeles County, a city of which Mayor Pro Tem Cameron Smythe is quite proud.
We're the fourth safest city in the United States for a population over 100,000. We're the fourth largest city in Los Angeles County and the 24th largest city in California.
Size and safety aren't the only reasons to live in Santa Clarita. There are cultural events like the Cowboy Poetry and Music Festival in the spring. There are 12 parks and 12 miles of bike trails. And, says Smythe, there's a strong commitment to the environment. So when Santa Clarita officials heard about a diaper recycling program, they were intrigued.
We have a very aggressive recycling program currently with traditional items such as newspapers, plastics, glass. But we decided to be a little bit more innovative. The average age of this community is 33 years old, and we have over 100 children are born into this community every month. And when we became aware of this program, we decided to give it a look.
The program is being run by a Canadian company called No Waste. CEO Roy Brown says disposable diapers have three basic layers, and each contains material that can be recycled.
There's the outer shell, a plastic shell. It's a polyethylene, polypropylene mix normally. Inside, there's pulp, wood fiber, pulp. And there's also the superabsorbent polymer.
That superabsorbent polymer is what keeps even a baby who's had a lot to drink cozy all night. When it's dry, the chemical backbone of the polymer is all curled up, but when it gets wet, the backbone straightens out, and that allows it to absorb water. So it goes from being dry flakes to gelatinous bubbles. Brown says his company didn't need to build a recycling plant in Santa Clarita because they've got the KDP-2.
The KDP-2 is what we call our plant in a box. It's about a 1,500 square foot footprint with a pulper unit on the side, some washers and cleaners, and a dissolved air flotation system to clean the water, and then a screw press to press the pulp. And then we have an agglomerating system to agglomerate the plastic into little beads.
The KDP-2 also removes the mess from the diaper and sends it into the city sewer system. Brown says the recycled plastic will be used to make things like shingles. The wood pulp can go into oil filters, and the superabsorbent polymer can be used in composting. It's possible that the KDP-2 could become a tourist attraction for Santa Clarita. After all, Brown says, people fly from all over the world to see the no-waste diaper recycling plant in the Netherlands.
One weekend earlier this spring, we had over 600 people come visit our facility.
What else could you do on a spring day?
Exactly. My point exactly.
You can just imagine the next Southern California theme park. Recycled diaper land. Plenty of free parking. Open late on weekends. School groups welcome. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.